Feistweiler Cancer Center in Shreveport is recruiting patients for a study underway in the United States and Australia that will follow 19,000 people who are 65 and older to look at the risk and benefits of an aspirin-a-day regimen. The placebo-controlled trial will look at whether there are potential benefits for the prevention of heart disease, certain cancers, and even dementia. But are the known risks of gastrointestinal bleeding and stroke too great? Dr. Gary Burton is clinical research director at Feistweiler. He says it's time to find out.
When looking at older populations, say for the minority population, 65 and older, and for the Caucasian population, 70 and above, there's very little data on whether aspirin is a good thing or a bad thing.
This trial is the largest one ever funded by the National Institute on Aging. It will follow patients for 6 years with an annual exam to assess memory and physical ability. Lori Panu is a certified clinical research coordinator at Feistweiler. She needs to recruit 20 people for the study, but she expects to bring in many more.
Being in this study can be very beneficial for the participants themselves because they're being followed for these cognitive and physical assessments every year that they might not normally be followed for.
Panu says half of the patients will receive aspirin, the other half a placebo. No one knows who gets what. She says Feistweiler has about 50 ongoing studies, and this one is unique because it's not specifically focused on cancer. She says Feistweiler was recruited into the trial because of its track record in reaching minority populations for clinical research.